The steep valley walls and the deep ravines with their forested creeks area add to the charm and mountainous feel of the Gauya Valley. The Vayupeeta Valley cuts the left bank of the Gauya, uncovering impressive bedrock reveals, small waterfalls and a cave. On the left side of Vayupeeta River is a hidden cave named Peter's Cave. It is a narrow, high crack formed in the red sandstone high above the water level. You might almost call it a cross between a small gorge and a cave. The cave is 6.5 metres, 21 feet deep, 2.2 metres, 7 feet wide, and 5.3 metres, 17 feet high. In the back wall of the cave, there is a large 2 metre, 6 foot crack opening, which is 0.5 metres, 1.5 feet wide. A 1924 booklet predicted a landslide that would bury this cave, leaving just an insignificant dent. Thankfully, this prediction has not yet come true, and you have the opportunity to view this cave today. There are several stories related to this cave. One which explains the origins of its current name says that during the invasion of the Swedish army, a peasant named Peter was said to have hidden here in order to avoid being drafted. Another story claims the owner of a grotto homestead came here to hide after stealing a loaf of bread from the rectory and disappeared in a puff of magic. There are also reports that a priest secluded himself here from the dangers of war and christened children in the cave. Please remember that these caves are part of our national history. Be respectful and do not write or mark on them. Also, a word of caution, if visiting during the winter season, as bats often choose this cave as their winter hideout. Following the well laid out trails and signs, you can easily reach nearby Raven's Ravine, the Castle Mound of Satisella, and Paradise or Painter's Hill. The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.